I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. On Wednesday, the Vermont Senate is scheduled to take final action on the paid sick leave bill. And as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, there's a lot of political intrigue surrounding this vote.
Whenever the House or Senate takes final action on a bill, the legislation actually remains in the jurisdictional control of the chamber for a 24-hour period. This is done to allow a lawmaker to change his or her mind and request what's known as a reconsideration of the issue. This procedure is very rarely used, but it happened late last week in the Senate over the paid sick leave bill. Lindsay DeLaurier is the director of the Main Street Alliance, a group that strongly supports the bill. She notes that the Senate gave its final approval to the legislation last week by a vote of 21-8.
We think this is a common sense bill for Vermont. Vermont has been moving in this direction a long time, and that was certainly reflected in a strong Senate vote.
But here comes the procedural controversy. The following day, Washington Senator Bill Doyle asked for the reconsideration of an amendment that exempted businesses with five or fewer employees from the bill. Since that amendment originally failed by just one vote, Doyle's switch could be very important when it comes up again on Wednesday. DeLaurier says a number of small businesses oppose this amendment.
They do not want to see it. They think that this benefit, if Vermont passes it, is a benefit like the minimum wage and should apply to all employers and to all employees equally.
The legislation does several things. It provides at least 3 days of paid leave time to all employees for the first 2 years, and then the leave time is increased to 5 days. There's a one-year waiting period before the bill is implemented, and the legislation does not cover seasonal employees. Kathy Davis is the Vice President for Public Affairs at the Lake Champlain Chamber of Commerce. She supports the small business exemption.
We do that in a lot of areas. If you look at the Family Medical Leave Act, you know, there's a small business exemption there.
And Davis says a survey of their small business members shows that more than half of them already offer paid sick leave to their employees. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.